It's been more than a year since the Sandy Hook mass shooting that left 26 people dead, mostly kids. And Sarasota Republican Representative Greg Stube says, according to a national report, close to 50% of the incidents similar to Sandy Hook are known to last less than 15 minutes.
A quarter of the incidences were over within 5 minutes of their inception. At Sandy Hook, the first 911 call went out at 9:35.39 a.m. The shooter killed himself at approximately 9:40 a.m., less than 5 minutes after the first calls went out. Police didn't even enter the school until 4 minutes after the killer shot himself. And I just gave you the facts that were cited by a report that was done by the U.S. Secret Service and the Department of Education, that if there's nobody there, within 5 minutes, most of the devastation, the destruction has been done.
Stube says in his district there are no school resource officers in Sarasota or Manatee counties. And he says the wait time for law enforcement to get to a school in those areas is even longer than Sandy Hook. So he filed a bill that allows local school administrators to designate a person to carry a concealed firearm on the school property. That person must have law enforcement or military experience and undergo a background screening.
Members, this bill gives our local school boards the opportunity to put a highly trained, a highly motivated individual who is willing to take this on to be there in those 5 minutes when there's not somebody there. If somebody rolls into a school in my district, in Manatee and Sarasota County, at one of the elementary schools, there's not anybody there. So you know what the average response time is in Manatee and Sarasota County? 6 to 11 minutes. That's in the suburban areas. In the rural schools that I have that are 20 and 30 minutes away, they're going to have to wait 20 minutes for law enforcement to get there to enter the school. This gives local school boards the opportunity to make sure that our children are safe.
Ponte Vedra Beach Republican Representative Doc Renouard says the bill is needed for school districts that can't afford resource officers.
The only thing that stops an active shooter is somebody who has a weapon who is well trained. You know, we cannot afford to have resource officers in every school full time. Yet we have some very willing veterans who have been well trained and could help us in this situation.
But Tampa Democrat Mark Danish says there could be unintended consequences for such a bill. He says the legislature should instead be looking to see if they can put money in the budget to make sure there are trained officers on school campuses. And he recalled a story that happened in his area while working as a middle school science teacher.
Two trespassers were on the campus of my school. It was a very simple thing. I grabbed my cell phone. I got on there with my resource officer. I coordinated with him. He was coordinating with Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department, and we got him. Three squad cars came into the area with the resource officer, and they made the arrest. It was done very smoothly. I hate to think what would have happened if we had one of the teachers going out there armed. What might have gone wrong?
Lantana Democrat Lori Berman also shared similar concerns.
So in the event that law enforcement comes to the campus, there could be more uncertainty. They could see a plainclothes person and think that that is the person who is the active shooter.
But Pensacola Republican Clay Ingram, a bill supporter, shared a story of his own, which he called the scariest event in his life as an Escambia County teacher.
Probably the most terrifying event in my life, or the most scared I've ever been, is in an active shooter lockdown drill at a school. You can imagine that the alert goes out, you huddle your students in a classroom, and you wait for a gunman to come in and shoot you. It's the most terrifying experience I've ever had. I know for the students it was the most terrifying thing they had been through, many of them. I just ask you, put yourself in that situation and think about the only thing that would save you if there's not a school resource officer available is someone else to come in with a firearm and prevent that active shooter from continuing his rampage.
Still, Hollywood Democrat Elaine Schwartz says she's worried about how the bill allows designated former vets to carry guns on campus. She says they should not only have a background screening, but a psych evaluation as well.
How often do we hear on the news that former military veterans have gone berserk with PTSD or some kind of problem? And how do we know that these people are safe to put into our schools?
Some Republicans took offense to her comments, even calling her argument bizarre. And after nearly an hour of debate, the measure passed 71 to 44, mostly along party lines, with most Democrats opposed. Meanwhile, its Senate companion is stalled in the process. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.